The earliest school is called Beth Sefer. It means you learn to read and write, basically. Probably boys and girls, which is kind of eyebrow-raising a little bit that girls were included, but it appears that that's the case in Galilee, about ages 5 to 12. And you studied primarily the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. Boys tried to memorize it. Girls probably did sections of it. Maybe they added Psalms and other books, other portions to it as well. But your study is of the Bible. Now, most people are finished with school at about age 12. There was another level called Beth Midrash. Now you're going to begin to get into interpreting and understanding the Bible. But Beth Midrash is only for boys, as we understand it. If you were age 12, almost every boy at age 12 now went into the family trade, pottery or fishing or leather or masonry work, whatever the trade was. Almost all boys went into the trade. You just didn't have what it takes to move to the next level. Girls, as soon as they had their first menstrual cycle, would be announced to the community that they were marrying age, an engagement would be arranged, and they would be married probably within a year of that point or shortly thereafter. That's Mary's age when Jesus was born. So girls were not normally included in this process, as I understand. It goes till about age 15, and your study now moves to the larger Tanakh, not just Torah. So you're not only the first five books, but the rest of the Bible as well. Now, during that same time, you're also learning a trade with your family. At that point, almost everyone's finished. Most boys had to now work to support their families. They would marry not too long after that. Girls, of course, had already married. Many of them were mothers already by that point. But there were a few that could go on to the next level called Beth Talmud. Now, Beth Talmud is basically the discipleship program that I want to briefly come to at the end. You started at about age 15, unless you were so good ahead of time that somehow you got in younger. Not easy, but it's possible that you could get in. You stayed with it until you were 30. At age 30, you continued to study the Bible, but if you didn't have what it takes to be like your rabbi, it was basically over, as I understand it. And at age 30, if you did have it, you would become a rabbi yourself. How old was Jesus when he became a rabbi? 30 years old. He seems to be following that system. 12 years old, he's at his first Passover, which often marked the conclusion of school. So it seems as though Jesus is following a pattern similar to that. And you study how to interpret Tanakh. Now, it's those people who are the disciples. So let's now assume that Jesus' disciples probably fit that scenario, that scheme, fairly closely. Sorry. I'm going to skip this. Now, let's move to Jesus' disciples. How did you become a disciple? How did you get to join a great rabbi that you wanted to be like? Well, it appears, even in Jesus' case, that many people would go to the rabbi and they would say, "Rabbi, may I follow you?" Now, please understand, that's code in a way. "May I follow you" means, "May I walk so close to you, I'm covered with your dust, and over time, my walk with God, I'll become like you. May I become like you? Do you think I have what it takes to be like you?" How many times in the New Testament, when somebody asked Jesus, "May I follow you," did he say yes? Not once. He didn't say no every time. He said no to the demon-possessed man. He said no. Go home and tell him. Other people, he said, "Well, foxes have holes, birds have nests. I don't have a place to lay my head. You really know what you're doing?" But he never once publicly says yes. Most rabbis, when you came to the rabbi to say, "May I follow you," would quiz you, would watch you, would try to understand, do you have what it takes to know the Bible? Do you have the passion to be committed to God? Do you have the stick-to-itiveness to work at this for 15 years or more? And do you have the fire in your soul that you want to be obedient to God in every part of your life? So most people didn't get in. Now, there are a couple of examples of where rabbis went out and picked